Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
Where are stocks headed? Christian Magoon gives us his outlook on the markets, interest rates, and investment opportunities.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. It's been tough sledding for the markets in recent weeks as investors have been uncertain about the upcoming election, so-so earnings, and the prospect of higher interest rates. What's in store for the markets for the rest of the year and into 2017? We're joined by Christian Magoon, CEO of Amplify ETFs in Chicago. Christian manages the exchange-traded fund Amplify Online Retail. Christian, the major U.S. averages have had single-digit declines for both the past week and the past month. You write that equity markets in the U.S. are in for a short-term breakdown. What do you mean by that and why?
Yeah, Charlie, I think there's several reasons. First, we're seeing this uncertainty about the presidential election. In recent days, it seems to have tightened, and the market had been expecting predominantly a Hillary Clinton administration. Now the possibility of a Donald Trump administration has grown in the last probably 5 to 6 days. And because of that, more uncertainty in the market equals a little bit of a sell-off. Donald Trump's policies aren't quite as clear. People aren't as comfortable with a Trump president. I think there's a belief that the Hillary Clinton presidency will be a lot of the same to a Barack Obama administration. So this is a bit of a wild card that we're seeing evidenced in the marketplace with a little bit of a sell-off here going into the election.
How have global central banks, including the Fed, factored into stock market losses?
Well, in the last month or so, I think we've seen a bit of a yield spike in a lot of the sovereign debt. Whether you look at Europe or Japan, even in the U.S. And I think that's because the mood amongst central bankers is to tighten, to not increase the stimulus, potentially to walk it back, curtail it. And because of that, I think it's been putting some downward pressure on the markets overall. And I think this is going to be something that we're going to deal with here probably after the presidential election, where we could see a bit of a setback for markets because of less stimulus, less dollars coming in that are somewhat artificial, buying bonds and buying stocks as central banks try to kind of kickstart the global economy.
How low do you think U.S. stocks will fall from their recent high points?
I think we could see a double digit, a 10% correction. Again, you know, it's hard to estimate the effect, the positive effect on equity prices and bond prices, even on currencies, because we're in unprecedented times from a central bank standpoint in terms of their monetary policy, being very loose with stimulus around the world, even going to negative rates in some cases, has created excess, I think, demand or excess liquidity for some of these assets. Once the Federal Reserve, ECB, and others begin to taper, I think there's going to be adjustment that needs to be made in some of the valuations of these different markets around the world, including currencies.
Well, how long do you think that adjustment will take place? And also, do you think stocks will rally at some time next year?
Yeah, so I think this is going to happen after the election in December. I think that's when a lot of this kind of initial volatility around this, our presidential election in the U.S. will subside. And I think we get into the next kind of issue of tapering and rates rising and the ECB potentially taping their stimulus. I think that happens towards the end of the year. I think markets then quickly readjust. And then I think 2017, going into the later part of the first quarter and into next year, should actually be something that would be healthy for investors. So, you know, the market doesn't like uncertainty. Whenever there's big change in monetary policy or central bank actions, there always is going to be some volatility around that. But I think this is healthy. We're at ultra low interest rates, incredibly loose monetary policy worldwide. And I think the world financial system and investors, though they need a little bit of medicine right now and it may not taste too good, over the long period, it's going to be, I think, a positive thing for the markets. And I think 2017 could set up to be a very nice return environment for investors.
And you think this rally will take place even as the prospects exist of a few rate hikes next year, at least two?
Yeah, I do. I think we're still talking about rate hikes that are relatively small in the grand scope of things. So if we're talking about another 25 basis point rate hike, maybe once or twice more in 2017, I think, again, that relative number isn't massive. But certainly there'll be concern about the velocity and the size of these rate hikes. But I don't think it's going to be material to the big picture. We're not talking about 100 basis points here.
Right. So at least in the short term, you think stocks will be negatively affected by the prospect of interest rates and also really uncertainty surrounding the election?
That's right. I think there'll be an adjustment. Well, I think we've already seen a little bit of a sell-off going into the election. I think there'll be a relief rally after the election because the uncertainty evaporates. And then I think we're looking at another revaluation of the markets going into December based off Federal Reserve raising rates, potentially the ECB and Japan getting involved in some type of curtailing of their stimulus as well. Once that happens and finalizes, then I think the markets again will readjust and have a rally. And I think we'll be in a lot better footing for investors and really the global financial system once we have a little bit tighter monetary policy around the world.
Christian, you've cited two investment opportunities going into the end of the year. What are they?
Yeah, so one is really kind of playing on a lot of this volatility that we expect in the marketplace, some of this sell-off and uncertainty about the election or central bank activity. And I think what it's going to benefit there is gold. So probably the most conservative way to play gold is buying physically backed gold, potentially in an ETF like GLD or IAU, where it simply owns physical gold as the underlying asset. A more aggressive way could be buying gold mining companies in the form of a basket like an ETF. GDX is one of the largest gold mining ETFs out in the marketplace. Gold tends to do well in times of uncertainty. Should the dollar, I know it's had a nice run lately, lose some of its strength, which I think could happen in the coming months, gold also benefits from that because gold is priced in dollars. So as dollars weaken, gold prices go up. So that's one area that I think is kind of the, I think the safety play, if you will, and a hedge play. On the other side, I think going into the end of the year here, there's a very specific opportunity to play certain retail stocks. So holiday retail shopping is supposed to be up by about 3% this year. However, one certain area in the retail space is actually supposed to grow by 11 to 17%, and that's online retail stocks.
Yeah.
The trend is unbelievable there, especially compared to brick and mortar. We have an online retail ETF, Amplify Online Retail ETF, IBUI, iBuy is the ticker, and it buys a basket of online retail companies, companies that have 70% or more of their revenue from online retail. We think they are superior and better positioned to versus the brick and mortar retailers out there. So that's something to going into year end for the holiday season that actually may show some significant growth or alpha opportunity, at least for investors in the equity market.
How do you look at stocks when thinking about whether it's a Trump administration or a Clinton administration?
Well, I think both of these administrations are unique. There's been a lot of rhetoric in the actual election. Whether or not they're going to follow through is hard to say. I think in a Clinton administration, you have to be careful about biotechnology due to some of the pricing control rhetoric that's happened. Certainly, biotech has sold off. In fact, sold off substantially just off a single tweet from Hillary Clinton about pricing. Healthcare is also an issue, I think, that a sector that needs to be monitored very closely. On the Trump side, I think gold potentially could do well because of the uncertainty around his policies. He's also talked a little bit about reviewing a gold standard. Certainly some of the mining and coal interests seem to benefit more from a Trump candidacy.
Yeah.
And, the big gauge has been, and it seems like the most sensitive gauge has been the Mexican peso for those currency buffs out there.
Yes.
Trump administration seems to portend a bad scene for the Mexican peso. Whether or not that's true or not, we'll end up finding out soon. But, the opposite is true for those who are interested in or believe the Clinton administration is going to come up. There could be opportunities in the Mexican peso here. As the last few days, it's really taken a hit with Trump's chances of winning the presidency seeming to go up.
Christian Magoon, CEO of Amplify ETFs. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.